Today we'll be Ezra Hashem going to Daf Tez Zayin and Mesechtes Becheiros. Some of the topics we're learning about today include Bali Mumin Sheniftu, the different halachas of animals that developed a permanent blemish and were redeemed, depending on whether Kedushas Haguf, if it happened after they were sanctified and so they have physical sanctity, or Kedushas Dam, if this happened before they were sanctified and they only have monetary sanctity. The mission to discuss is Hasheichdun Bachutz, in the case of Kodim Mekdeshun as Mumin, where it has Kedushas Haguf. If one slaughters them outside of the Mikdash, whether he's liable to curse for the prohibition of Shchut Echutz, and Oysa Temura, if it has Kedusha Saguf, it can make a Temura to transfer Kedusha onto another animal, whether before or after it is redeemed. Chamesh Chatois Mesis, the five cases of a Chatzis that is left to die. Tzarin Barzel, a financial arrangement where one accepts merchandise from another to sell or invest in exchange for a share of the profits. Generally, the recipient accepts full responsibility for the current value of the merchandise, regardless of whether the business succeeds. The Gemara discusses Hamakabel Tzayin Barzel Man Oivik Kachavim. If a Jew accepts sheep from a non-Jew under a Tzayin Barzel arrangement, with the agreement that he will care for them for a fixed amount of time, which of the offspring are subject to the laws of Bechera? Hamakabel Tzayin Barzel Man Yisrael M'neshu Ribis. It's forbidden for a Jew to accept animals from another Jew under the Tzayin Barzel arrangement, because since the recipient accepts all responsibility, the animals are considered a loan, and the investor's share of the profits are considered interest.